Well, good evening. Thank you for joining us. As you know, the coronavirus, or COVID-19, has been rapidly growing in the United States and around the world. We're here tonight to inform you about the first positive case in Boone County. Late this afternoon, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services notified the Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services Department that an individual in their 60s in Boone County has tested positive for a travel-related case of COVID-19. The individual is self-isolated in the patient's home and has modeled good behavior since the onset of symptoms. And I want to point out, we're not going to answer any questions about this specific patient to protect their privacy. I do want to let you know that we have planned for this, to be prepared, but not panicked. We have coordinated with federal, state, and local officials to ensure we are all in close communications about how we proceed, and we have a strong system of hospitals, healthcare providers, first responders, and emergency personnel to help protect the health and safety of our community. Earlier today, I sat down with Governor Parson and representatives from MU Healthcare, the business community, and public safety officials to discuss what we need to prepare and respond. And we are committed to keeping you informed. I will now invite Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services Director Stephanie Browning to the podium.
Director.
Thank you. So I want to talk a little bit about what we do going forward. So results were received at the end of the day, and staff members from Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services have been in contact with the patient and identified people who have had close contacts with this patient. Our staff will continue to follow up with those persons both tonight and tomorrow. When we spoke with the patient today, we provided guidance and recommendations to keep them isolated. We will continue to monitor the patient through the full period of isolation. The patient will be on home isolation until symptom-free and two negative tests that are 24 hours apart. I say this a lot. The health and well-being of all who live, work, learn, and play in Columbia and Boone County is our daily priority. Following last night's emergency declaration at our city council meeting that was signed by John Glasscock, city manager, and authorized by the council, I've just signed an order related to gatherings to reduce the potential of disease spread between individuals. At this time, we are limiting public gatherings to no more than 50 people. You're going to have to look at it closely. It'll be up on our website. But this limit is 50 people at most, but like if you have normal capacity, like say you're in a building where your capacity is 60 people, fire code capacity, you're gonna have to do the math and it's half the capacity of the full building, whichever is smaller. Does that make sense? So if it's a building that has 200 person capacity, half the capacity is 100, 50 is smaller. That's the max that the gatherings will allow for. Okay, so I know that's going to be confusing, and I want to make sure when that gets reported that we're really clear on what that means, and people will be able to look at that when it goes up online. Now, this capacity, or the 50 restriction, includes restaurants, retail food facilities, entertainment venues, gym and fitness facilities, and we are also adding a limit of gatherings and events with persons who are in the highest risk group. So that would be seniors and those with the underlying medical conditions. We are adding a limit of 10 for that. Now, this order does not include cafeterias, commissaries, restaurants located within hospitals or nursing homes or similar facilities. It does not include detention facilities and juvenile justice facilities, grocery stores, farmers markets, pharmacies, food banks, crisis shelters. So it excludes those kinds of organizations and businesses. And to sum up, I would like to say something I talked about last time we had a press conference. I want people to protect themselves. There is a level, we all have a role. We have a community role, what we do, the actions we take that we know are very going to be very difficult. But each of us has responsibility also to do the best that we can to take care of ourselves. So I want to remind everybody, wash your hands with soap and water often, at least 20 seconds. And if soap and water are not available, use a hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, mouth with unwashed hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Cover your cough, or sneeze with a tissue, or worst case, with your elbow. Throw that tissue in the trash. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces. And most importantly, stay home when you are sick. That's how we protect the most vulnerable people in the community. So at this time, I would like to turn this over to MU Healthcare Chief Nursing Officer and Incident Commander, Dr. Mary Beck.
Thank you, Stephanie. It really is a pleasure to be here with you this evening and to tell you how we've been taking steps to prepare for the first case of COVID-19 at MU Healthcare. At MU Healthcare, we receive extensive training on a very regular basis on infection control and prevention to keep our patients and our staff safe. MU Healthcare has procedures and protocols in place to treat COVID-19 patients, visitors, and our employees. Additionally, we are actively preparing for how our operations would change if we have an influx of patients or even illness among our workers. We're already taking additional steps to assess, test, and treat potential patients to prevent further spread of the virus. MU Healthcare has established a formal incident command system. I am the incident commander that has been designated for this emergency. We have done this to keep lines of communication open with our leaders and with our employees. We're updating our response plan as needed to provide instructions to staff on patient assessment, privacy, supply stewardship, visiting guidelines, and staffing. We have a tiered level response that is based on the community transmission of the disease. We also are placing visitor restrictions beginning tomorrow. One visitor per patient for the entire encounter. Inpatient stay, emergency department visits, and our outpatient appointments. Visitors must be at least 18 years of age. And again, this is all for the safety of our other patients and our staff that are in the environment. For special populations, pediatric patients may have two parents or guardians during the stay. And in cases of compassionate care, we would make an exception, the end of life care, or for our MU psychiatric professional visitors that need to see our psychiatric patients. Our volunteer roles are suspended, and our clinical learners, our student learners, their clinical rotations have been suspended through March 31st. And now I'd like to introduce Dr. Mark Wakefield, the Associate Chief Medical Officer, who will discuss more about why we remain calm and the work that we're doing to support our community.
Good evening. The physician staff of the University of Missouri School of Medicine in collaboration with MU Healthcare have worked diligently to prepare the staff and our system for the anticipated arrival of patients who've been confirmed and now we're here. And we should remain calm because we're prepared. But we have a duty to our community, and we're going to step up and improve our ability to screen patients. MU Healthcare has been collaborating with Innovation to allow rapid turnover testing. One of the challenges for the community across the country has been the rate at which we can receive and de-escalate the concern for someone who has symptoms but is not infected, which is going to be the vast majority of the patients we see. And with rapid turnaround tests, we can assure our population that they're safe. They should still stay at home because they don't want to spread the flu either. But we'll be together with them offering rapid testing. How do we accomplish that? Like many other communities across the United States, we're going to stand up a drive-through testing system. The details of that will be available soon, but it's scheduled to start tomorrow. I want to conclude that we have excellent staff physicians who are highly skilled and trained in critical care medicine, infectious diseases, epidemiology, and are compassionate about caring for patients and their families. Together, through innovation and compassionate care, we will reach our mission to save and improve lives at MU Healthcare.
Take a few questions. Yeah, Deborah.
Sure. And so can you give us a timeline, I guess, as far as when exactly you were informed, a timestamp?
I was actually on a conference call with the Emergency Operations Center with the leaders of Boone County, every city in the county, our first responders, police, et cetera. I think that started at 4 o'clock. Director Browning was in the room with me, and she received the notification from the Health and Senior Services Department when she checked her email at the end of that phone call.
That you expected to go into effect soon. You just announced one earlier in this press conference. How many more cases until we see further action in that respect? Is there a hard and fast rule on that?
You know, there is no hard and fast rule, and it's premature to discuss. Just like as Deborah indicated when I was asked at 3:30 today, there are no confirmed cases, and here we are. By the time that we received notification of this one to the time that we informed the media, Cole County has posted one as well, and I think we're going to continue to see that number of cases rise, particularly when we're getting on top of the testing. So the more we test, the more positive cases are going to be identified.
Have the people who have had contact with this patient been notified, or have steps been taken there?
I want to answer that generally speaking, and let me ask Director Brown to come up and tell you when we do get a positive test, what happens next?
The close contacts are aware. We will identify if there are any others that we need to be concerned about tomorrow. So we want to be mindful of dealing with the patient first. So it's rather extensive, so this will unfold over the next few days.
Ms. Browning?
Yes.
Can you confirm whether or not this case was in Columbia?
In Columbia? It's in Boone County, yes.
But is it in the city of Columbia? Can you confirm
Boone
that?
County is in the city of Columbia.
Like, we're in
I don't want to answer any questions beyond what we've already told you.
Okay. And just to confirm, there is going to be a ban on gatherings of 50 and more?
Correct.
Okay.
And in some cases, the number may be smaller.
Okay. Thank you. And then I have one question for MU Healthcare.
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have an estimate of how many people you'll be able to test tomorrow at the drive-through clinic?
One thing that I think is really important to understand is that our patient, anyone that feels they have the symptoms, and these are CDC guidelines, that they will have an assessment, and through that assessment we'll determine really whether or not they need to have a test performed. So we are following the CDC guidelines for that. They have to have an order in order to have the test done.
And Mayor, I have a question for you again. I know yesterday or earlier you discussed about the restaurants and the bars and trying to avoid those areas and do the takeout. Anything additional that you're going to be doing tonight or in the foreseeable future when it comes to that?
You know, it's all in the order. I will point out that we have I have done a lot of outreach to that community, and I think what everyone is looking for now is guidance and consistency. And I think that was one of the reasons to accelerate this order, so that everybody can take the appropriate steps and that there's a level playing field, you know, from both gyms, theaters, who's in, who's out, and I think the order speaks for itself and provides that necessary guidance. No, it consistent with what we discussed at the council meeting. Yes.
I'm sorry to make you switch back and forth again, but for Chief Nursing Officer Beck, you mentioned that you were testing and assessing patients to try to slow the spread of this. Can you elaborate a little bit more about what that means and if you have an idea of how quickly this could ramp up?
Yeah, I'm going to let Dr. Wakefield answer that, please.
So one of the principles is social distancing. And one of my and many physicians' concern is we'll have a period of time between positive tests and we'll get complacent with the restrictions that are thought out and based on epidemiology that keep us from gathering. And then we'll have a delayed increase in number of cases. So we got to come back and make sure that we're following the CDC's guidance on patients who are potentially at risk, so they meet criteria for testing, wait for those test results, have them isolate at home until the duration of that is up so that we don't have increased community spread. At the present time, the disease state that we're aware of in Boone County is related to travel. So we can influence, we can bend the curve of the pandemic by following good access, good testing, and good stewardship of our resources, as well as encouraging and enforcing social distancing.
I guess when we talk about limiting the large gatherings and trying to keep people away from each other, what are we doing, or why is it important, I guess, to ensure that everyone, especially those in the susceptible groups, but even those who are maybe younger or feel like they're not as susceptible, why is it important for them to also take part in this?
So I would say from a scientific and epidemiologic standpoint, we're still learning about COVID-19. But it is evident that asymptomatic people can carry and transmit, and thus we do not want to, young people may have minimal symptoms, are carriers, shed the virus, and then infect someone who is vulnerable and who would have potentially a much worse prognosis. So this is a view of viewing society above self, and restricting your travel, avoiding large crowds so that the vulnerable members of our community are not afflicted.
This is actually for MU Health as well. Sorry, going to pull you right back up. You talked about this kind of on the same note, asymptomatic people, and how right now you have to have symptoms in order to get tests. If and when are there going to be tests available for anyone if, you know, I wanted to go in just to make sure I didn't have it? Is that going to happen, and if so, when?
So it's not good medical practice. So tests have false positives and false negatives, and if you don't have indications for the test, a false positive may do more harm than good. So the criteria for testing are established by the CDC, and they may change. They're learning too, but for now we should stick to limiting testing. It's also the utilization and good stewardship of a limited resource. Testing has been constrained. We have the potential opportunity to relieve that restriction by innovation with MU Healthcare and our partners. But it's also something that could be depleted if we're not utilizing those resources wisely.
Mayor, how do you plan on relaying this information as more cases come?
We are committed to keeping you informed. And obviously, this is our first case. We thought it was important to bring everyone together. As we get additional cases, the city intends to distribute by the close of business every day the count that we are receiving so that you can also stay informed. And that's consistent with what Department of Health and Senior Services is doing, is what the governor has done, and other counties are doing the same.
And are you able to confirm if the travel was within the U.S. or international?
It was a non-U.S. country.
Non-U.S. country, okay.
Do you have any updates on when you'll be able to increase testing capacity locally, not just collecting tests, but actually running tests and getting results?
Yeah, and I can tell you briefly about the conversation I had with the governor this afternoon, as you know, and this was one of those topics. It was especially timely. The director of Health and Senior Services was there, and there are several options. And as I said, Monday, I think Columbia and Boone County are better positioned than most communities because of our robust healthcare system. We have a number of labs here that do this type of work in other disease categories, and to quickly get them certificated, as you heard, MU Healthcare will roll out their drive-through testing tomorrow. I think we could see more coming online by the end of the week. But Dr. Beck.
And so we also have a partnership with a local vendor, Gene Trait, and they are now going to be doing our testing. They can do a significant number every day. We believe that we can have results within 24 hours, which will really make a difference for how we provide care to patients also.
I want to follow up on one item for those of you that were with us at 3:30. You know, one of the key takeaways from our meeting with the governor was the lag time that exists for both physicians who have to physically be on the phone with the state health lab for 30 to 45 minutes in order to get approval for that test, but also the 24 to 48-hour turnaround for a positive result to come back. Late this afternoon, I received word from the Director of Health and Senior Services that they are issuing new orders so that that physician can, after they see a patient, can go to the next patient and someone else can secure that authorization. So I think we're learning as we go here. The state and federal government have been responsive, and we're going to continue to collaborate and communicate. Hi.
Have the patient's close contacts been advised to be tested?
I'm not going to answer. I don't think we should answer specific questions about that patient. And I can answer process, but not that unique to that case.
Okay. Can you tell us what the severity of their symptoms was? No? Okay. Thank you.
We're making improvements. If you notice, you're far away from me. I may keep you far away from each other. Yes, and we're working on that and trying to model good behavior and lead by example. Please, of course.
MU Healthcare is a big enterprise, and we've had to change the way we communicate to our colleagues and our staff, and we're deploying Zoom or other technologies unbelievably rapidly within our system so that we're practicing social distancing as much as we can. You know, physicians and nurses and the workers at MU Healthcare chose a profession that puts them at some risk. But we can mitigate that risk as we take care of our patients. And having meetings by Zoom is not as good as eye-to-eye contact, but it can relay the information more safely. So maybe Zoom will be coming to a press conference near you.
This question's actually for MU as well, sorry. You kind of mentioned the drive-through facilities and how that's gonna start tomorrow. Do you have any more details as far as the times that's gonna be open to the public, anything like that?
We need to do a little practice with it first to make sure that we have all our kinks worked out. Before we deploy it, to everyone. But I think at this point we're thinking it's going to be open to from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. But we'll be posting all of that on our website. And as people are using our telehealth assessment visits, we will, through those, we'll notify if a patient does need to be tested. We will direct them and we'll give them those hours.
And then was the person, I guess, tested at an MU healthcare facility, I would assume?
Yes.
Okay.
One more question.
As far as the capacity restrictions go, for business owners in town who are trying to, or in Boone County, who are trying to toe the line of protect public health but protect their bottom line, what are some recommendations or any advice for them to get through this with as little damage as possible to their business?
I have been overwhelmed by the positive response to the city's declaration of emergency and the way that we have laid out and rolled out, frankly, these types of guidelines. I have spoken to the city's largest employers today about the steps they are taking to distribute their workforce. They want to make sure they are in compliance with what the director has now released. And let me compliment the city manager. He is open to any employer to submit their plan or what they are doing to protect their workforce while protecting the health of our community. And that's our commitment, and that's what we have been doing. And I can't tell you from a community's perspective how much collaboration we have received.
So any specific recommendations for small business owners or anything that they can do to help comply, make this as easy as possible?
You know, you've heard it with respect to half of their capacity, and it depends if we're talking about a retail establishment or if we're talking about an office setting. But look, even the president is saying no more than 10 in small groups. And, I think we have to pay attention to that. I also think, as I indicated earlier today, we have to be consistent across all municipalities, across all communities, to make sure that we're enhancing public confidence in our preparedness and our response. Got one more?
One
more
last
one. Yep. Mayor, how long will the 50-person limit last? Do you have a range of when that could be?
So I don't know if there's a time limit on that, but we will evaluate that as we see that curve and as we see the peak of that curve. And keep in mind, the lower the peak, the longer the horizon. And so I think we're constantly evaluating. This is our first positive case. As we continue to get more, or, in our discussions, if we don't see more for a few days, I don't want people to lean back and relax that it's okay to resume normal community behavior. And so we have to stay vigilant. We have to model that good behavior and continue that until we receive guidance from the professionals. And I just want to end in closing by saying, you have heard me say this on February 27th when I stood at this podium and we did that first community briefing, that we are going to lead with the epidemiology. We're going to rely on data and science and not optics or second guessing to make these decisions, that we're going to be prepared but not panic, and we're going to remember our values, and that we're going to show compassion, not just to the patients who test positive, but to our healthcare providers who work every day putting them at risk, the same as our first responders, and we're going to remember the workers that are impacted by this. And when we do that, we're going to get through this as a community and be stronger afterwards.
Thank you.